What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, November 30th, 2021. We are live, Prepper Broadcasting Network, Ben the Breaker of Banksters. Man, what is it? Episode 163, Future Dan. We're coming up towards the end of the year. Unbelievable news just runs the gamut today. We'll get into deep. What's really hitting the top of your alerts right now?
Nothing in particular, but what is it you can't believe right now?
I feel like everything's on the precipice of total collapse. In particular, we'll talk about Omicron, and we've already had some folks on the network talk about Omicron and the potentially looming lockdown 2.0 and or just an increase in the mandates and push for the boosters. I feel like that's hitting a new stage, but you don't feel the same?
Yeah, but we've already saw it with Delta.
But I feel this is like Delta squared equals Omicron with what they're trying to run. I mean, I'm not actually saying that it's that much more deadly by any means, or that's the actual virus is similar. But in terms of the playbook that the mainstream media and the authoritarians out there are running with, I feel like they're pushing it way harder than Delta.
It's another wave of that. But I think each wave is weaker than the I'm treating them that way.
Well, yeah, I feel like the American public, even the general American public, let alone the quote-unquote awake folks, definitely are being hoodwinked less and less with each wave.
Right.
For sure. But that, but those that are already kind of lost into it, they're going deeper under on each wave. And we could just say they're lost, I guess, if we have to. But I feel like the governments worldwide, but we're focused on America here generally, although we do have some worldwide listeners, I just feel like the reach that they're trying to reach more for authoritarianism right now, each and every step more extreme. And I'm expecting domestic vaccine mandates in the next couple months coming right through, in my opinion.
How would they ever enforce that?
I feel like the United Airlines and those will fall right in lockstep. And that's why I think it's a new world order.
So you can't fly.
Exactly.
Right.
Won't be able to fly without a vaccine.
Just don't plan not to fly if they're going to do that.
Well, yeah, but
that's not even close to the end of the world.
Not everyone can do that for their jobs, number one. Number two, that's just them circling the ring even closer. Next, it'll be something even less.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that circling, that tightening.
Yeah, that's another few million people being squeezed out.
The pressure tactics. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're in the middle of that.
Yeah, so that's what I feel like. Okay, but, I agree that the news cycle is a little low right now, but I feel like the twist, the stranglehold is just getting tighter and tighter.
The twist is on. The stranglehold's coming.
And I mean, we're losing blood flow now. Like, it doesn't need to go much more. We're out. We're already freaking tapping out.
Yeah, I believe all that. I've believed it for a good part of the time since COVID hit us. Yeah. And
that's what I've got applied really deep here.
How many variants are we saying there have been now? I don't even know. I'm not.
Yeah,
I haven't studied up on the Greek alphabet, but we're on the sixth?
I can go look that up. I know that they, and this has been well reported by conservative media at least, the Xi XI variant was skipped over, obviously, because of the president of China.
Yeah.
So let's go look at the Greek alphabet real quick. I don't want to spend too much time. It's not fun to Google live on air, but we'll take a look at this in the meanwhile. I don't know. Okay, well, you say you don't have too much going on with...
They haven't used every one of these.
No, this is the wrong one. This is just some crap.
Still, they haven't gotten to...
No, it is like...
They haven't gotten to it straight through.
No, they're not like past it by any means yet. So, but long story short, I feel like there'll be another one that'll be quote-unquote worse and worse after that. But I've also thought each winter... there's going to be this big scare and another push for another booster or more authoritarian. And then they kind of let go, at least release the stranglehold a little bit in the summer, kind of release, you know, stop some of the mandates and mandatory masking. And this is very regional. It depends where you live at. Certain parts of America, you're pretty much as free as you ever were. Certain other parts, especially in some of the big blue cities, you are SOL. Like, you are going into straight authoritarian lockdown this winter. Enjoy. A lot of us are in between there. I just feel like they're moving that and moving that, and they're gonna in the next few months with this winter, with the regular cold and flu season, will be convoluted and added in with other COVID strains, quote unquote, and bam, they're gonna just keep pushing further than they ever have.
Still free to move, work somewhere else
in America. Yeah, you are. No, and I actually like that. I mean, it's harder to do than just to say, but if everyone who got fired, a healthcare worker, or really any industry, if they all banded together, you know, they could actually, in America, you still can continue with your life, in my opinion, at this point in time. If all the nurses got together that got laid off or fired because of the mandate, they can form their own organization and be successful in America still, I think. But that window, even that economic freedom, which is really all freedom, stems from economic freedom, in my opinion, that's being strangled as well. So I've just, you know, it's not totally dire end of the world yet, but it's like getting really close to there, starting to freak me out a little bit, I guess. So folks, we got to wake other people up and help get them to fight the good fight and just keep prepping. I mean, that's why we're on PBN.
I don't know on this particular issue if I agree. You know, getting hyped about some other variant that authoritarian regimes declare without evidence that it's any deadlier than the previous variants, which ultimately COVID-19 was relatively mild, right? It wasn't the highly lethal sci-fi disaster that perhaps it could have been in February of 2020.
That's definitely true.
Right? It isn't a 5% death rate. It's, you know, more lethal than the flu, but only a little bit more. And if this variant or another future variant of this disease starts to prove more lethal, then it's going to swing towards lockdowns. And I don't know if how it mutates. And it doesn't seem like this variant has done. I do know from reading the news this week that it has apparently a stunning amount of variations of mutations, but it hasn't proven to be more lethal or transmissible or, you know, so if the disease is going to have to change to the worse in reality, not just, okay.
You don't think their propaganda and their government takeover is strong enough to overcome reality that degree.
And there might be another effect of this. What if another disease now hits us that is truly more dangerous?
Oh, man, yeah.
It gets to be the little boy who cried wolf syndrome, and the population, big share of the population, grows numb to it. Now we're in trouble because, you know, something more lethal could come along, and people are so fatigued with living under masked lockdowns, right?
The one thing I've seen from this whole situation going back to early 2020 until now, it's really you live with the amount of tyranny you put up with.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of places in the world where you're totally locked down, and there's a lot where there's no lockdown at all. And it really depends on the citizenry and how much they stick up for themselves. A lot of these people getting overrun. Unfortunately, a lot of America, certain areas getting overrun. But I agree, there's a lot of places it's free and can really fight back and bring up the reality and facts. It's, hey, there's no reason for us to destroy our economy and screw up our kids for generations because they never, you know, went outside because they were so scared of this COVID, right? Point is, you know, it's an interesting situation. I feel like they're pushing it so hard that, as an example, there won't be crowds at the NCAA tournament this March. I feel like they're going to push for something equal to spring of 2020 in 2022. That's, I'm not saying it's a prediction. I just feel like they're going to be pushing as much as they can. And certain areas will push back and resist more than ever, but certain ones will go deeper than ever, too.
Oh, certain elements will push to the point of being ridiculous.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I don't know where this is going. I'm not as hyped or vexed by this newest variant.
I'm getting fully I've been getting prepped even before COVID, but since COVID and joining Prepper Broadcasting Network, I've doubled, but now I've kind of tripled down now. So, hey, hopefully not. There's a lot of other reasons to prep too, right? So, anyway, ladies and gents, we'll be back. We're going to go through the news blitz. Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us.
The situation around Syracuse is one of utter devastation. Just like the other nuked cities, the danger area of highest contamination extends out 20 miles from the blast zone. All the communities immediately around the city have major problems. There is a mandatory evacuation order for the city itself and some of the immediate surrounding areas. They are testing the water, air, and soil constantly for contamination. This excerpt is from the book titled The Prepper. Part 1, The Collapse, by Carl A.D. Brown. Go to Amazon.com today and explore one family's journey through the collapse. Again, The Prepper, by Carl A.D. Brown.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network. So are you ready to rock? Follow, don't ever stop. We are on a crash course of freedom and we can go as long as we want.
Patriot Power Hour. It's November 30th, 2021. Time for the news blitz. Let's roll right through it. Starting with nature and health. Programmable frog stem cells spontaneously replicate xenobots. Very interesting, related to artificial life. Article you can read here. Newly discovered asteroid going to be flying within 3.37 lunar distance. So one third of the distance between Earth and the Moon. A just recently discovered asteroid that could do some very, very significant damage. Not going to hit, but these things are out there and they do strike. What would happen if a big one hit, right? Or even a small one right now. Over 7,000 unvaccinated Marines oppose mandate as deadline hits. We were talking about nurses in the first half, but Marines and many other occupations under these mandates. Fierce new Botswana COVID variant could evade vaccines. COVID Omicron variant shows swarm of unexpected mutations. Moving to some economic news. Black Friday disappoints. Cyber Monday sales fall for the first time ever. In the last, I don't know, decade, 10, 15 years of Cyber Monday, it's grown every year. Even with the pandemic. Of course, everyone's buying cyber then, but it's actually down now. Last week, we saw the Dow had its worst day in 2021, down 905 points due to the fears of this new variant. Now, we've seen it jump back up, recover some of that, and then start to fall again. We'll get, maybe get a little bit more into that, partly blamed perhaps upon the Federal Reserve stating they're going to taper, they're going to pull back some of their stimulus, you know. I don't know. We'll look into that a little bit later. The fear gauge, though, the VIX, six-month high, a little bit of rattling in the markets. Looking at the inflation watch very quickly. We've been monitoring this each and every week. Not too much of a change, but it certainly did not go down to the price of gasoline, the federal government debt to GDP, other inflation and debt measures. Let's go ahead and move on to geopolitics, security sorts of articles. L.A. County Sheriff boots China-linked COVID testing firm after the FBI warns over DNA data. We'll do a deep dive into that one in the second half of the show, as well as some of these other articles. Russian president warns deploying NATO forces to Ukraine represents crossing a red line. Russian foreign minister accuses NATO of deploying significant forces near his country's borders. Department of Defense to improve airfields in Guam and Australia to confront China. Seventh Fleet commander calls for more aircraft carriers in the Pacific to deter China. Mysterious Chinese hypersonic weapon can stay in orbit, according to Space Force General. So it's not just a rocket. It actually stays in orbit. Of course, this week we have the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. First of four accusers takes the stand. The pilot was on the witness stand today. FAA accidentally disclosed over 2,000 flight records associated with Epstein's private jets. So they're digging in this as much as possible, even though there's been some shenanigans, to say the least. I won't go too deep into it on this trial, replacement of a judge and other issues, but that's going on literally today and throughout the week, the Epstein, Maxwell trial. Prosecutors demanded records of fundraising to expose 2020 election fraud. And that does it for the News Blitz. It was a pretty pithy, but I think important News Blitz. Future Dan, what you want to hit on?
Well, we're seeing stock market news that hasn't been the case lately. Waiting for powerful pedophiles to be exposed. That might happen soon. Or it'll be interesting how they manage their way out of that. And the rest is pretty par for the course. Every time we look at some of these headlines concerning Russia and China,
yeah,
it looks like a history book being written before a major world conflict.
I get the exact same feeling. It's like reading newspaper from 1937 or something.
Yeah.
And this is really weird that you said that, but I went out for my wife's birthday a few months ago, and they had a big hardcover book, very, very large. It was 150 years of the New York Times front page or something like that. And it had all these really important front pages from the New York Times going back from the 1800s to like 2015.
Right.
And the first one I looked at and looked through the most was about 1930 to through World War II. And so long story short, I read a lot and I got really infatuated and read hours of this, to be honest, and just saw how Hitler just continued to progress and how Japan continued to progress and how the appeasement by England and just all the dominoes that I'd heard about. I actually saw it kind of in slow motion as I was reading through the headlines, kind of like what we do here, but we're not a rag like New York Times. But anyway, I feel like definitely this is unfortunately very historic stuff going on that'll be studied for quite a while because all the chess pieces are moving.
Or it could be like the entire Cold War where Yeah. You know, we squared off with these major, you know, with that major power, the Soviet Union, and ultimately deterred them. But this is all deterrence, right? Improving airfields in Guam, you know, potentially fielding more aircraft carriers, which I personally believe are not the future of naval warfare. And I'm not a former sailor by any means, but they seem to me to be targets in the age of hypersonic missiles, right? So, yeah, the VIX, 27 tonight. So it's, you know, that's the current, that's how it closed at 27 today. Normally it's less than 20, less than 15.
Exactly.
Before, on a regular basis. So it's twice as scared, the stock fear gauge, they call the VIX, the volatility index. So it's elevated tonight, not red zone.
Right.
But elevated. And yeah, all the inflation indicators are just as bad this week. There just isn't any specifically, you know, obscene headlines to further illustrate how bad inflation is right now. But I don't know if I see any cracking points here. Not this week.
No, it's definitely just progressing and continuing to fester, but not necessarily coming to a head. You know, from the economic standpoint, it just shows again how reliant they are on the stimulus, on the bailouts, on the 0% interest rates. If Jerome Powell says, hey, we're seeing some inflation, we need to raise rates or at least slow down the rate of stimulus, which is pretty much ongoing bailouts. So even just slowing those down causes a big pullback. You know, they're trying to blame it on the variant, and that's part of their little hype game too. You know, it's really the Fed. You know, I'm biased on that. But long story short, this is where they're finally coming up against a rock and a hard place, because now they are finally starting to see inflation, and that's not going to abate unless they raise rates or they stop spending so much damn money at the government level. And that's not going to happen.
Real quick, why would raising rates slow inflation?
People will be a lot more, well, there's a lot of reasons. This is why it's very complicated. But one of them is more people would save. Because if you could actually make 5% interest on your savings account, you would more likely save it.
Reducing demand.
Just sell it right now. That's
for
part
goods,
of it.
Thus, you know, suppressing demand, which would, it's one of the fundamental aspects of pricing.
That's one of the aspects. There's an international foreign trade aspect to it as well, and that's where it kind of gets a little funky. It depends what the other countries do.
Yeah.
But long story short, we have the all-time largest, hugest ever trade deficit with China. If we could reduce that to some degree, that would be helpful. But that would cause a lot of other problems that the Fed doesn't want to do. So they're really, pretty much any decision point along the tree, they either have to raise rates or double down on what they've already doubled down on a few times since 2008. That's the only two options they have, and if they can't raise rates, essentially. So they're pretty screwed.
So the Fed has played chess against economic fundamental realities and is in some number of moves towards its checkmate.
Oh yeah.
How many moves away from being checkmated is the U.S. Federal Reserve?
That's a great way to put it. I can't predict, but they're falling into check at least relatively often now. Previously, they were moving around.
Well, check is the reset.
Now they're
check
in check.
The
they're not in checkmate, but they're getting cornered. They're losing pieces. Let's say that. All right, folks, we'll be back. Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us.
Americans are still not protected against COVID-19. And we are seeing more infections among those who are unvaccinated. I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on the dangers of health misinformation. Surgeon General advisories are reserved for urgent public health threats. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Health misinformation is false, inaccurate, or misleading information about health. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation takes away our freedom. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks. What we call disinformation. We need an all-of-society approach. Checking sources before they share. Tell me where the freaks at. If you're not sure, don't share. Today, the Rockefeller Foundation is announcing a $13.5 million commitment. This is just the beginning. We expect more from our technology companies. Take action against misinformation super spreaders. Bringing individuals and organizations together. Let the leaders lead, preachers preach, welcome to the service. Nearly every death we are seeing now from COVID-19 could have been prevented. See, we do this for a purpose, just to keep that fire burning. Kids are depending on all of us to get vaccinated. More and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated because they were misled by misinformation. Healthier information environment. There is disinformation that is coming from bad actors. Not sharing is caring. Misinformation literally costing us our loved ones. Technology companies have a particularly important role. Much more has to be done, and we can't wait. It's costing people their lives.
Tell me where the freaks at. We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook. We're helping get trusted content out there. COVID community courts. Robust enforcement strategy. Information travels quite quickly on social media platforms. Information spreads too quickly. We have empowered, engaged, funded local voices. Combat misinformation that's traveling online or traveling, unfortunately, out of the mouths of elected officials.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, episode 163. November 30th, 2021. Second half coming at you.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? What are we not talking about? First off, we're talking about PrepperBroadcasting.com. PrepperBroadcasting.com. Become part of the continuity. Annual memberships, $60. Actually, I thought there was a Black Friday. I don't know if it's still up there. You might have missed it, folks, but I thought it was like a little cheaper. But long story short, $60 to be a member. There's exclusive content. Think of it as a donation to the network. We really do rely on everyone's contributions. And although we're not a 501c3 or whatnot nonprofit,
not at all.
We are essentially a nonprofit, because every dollar that comes into us, we put back into the systems and the networking of everything. So PrepperBroadcasting.com, best way to support us this holiday season is become a member of the Continuity or buy a book or any of the other stuff there. So how about that?
Yeah.
What else you got, man?
I'm speechless. I don't know. I'm speechless. A little lethargic.
Too much turkey, man.
A little burned Thanksgiving. Out.
A little burn. I know. I feel this time of the year is tough. I'm running. I kind of caught my third or fourth wind of the year today.
Have you?
Both at work and at PPH. So I'm hyper.
Hyper.
But I'm also kind of tired. I can't wait for the end of the year. Some time off, but I still think, you know, a few more weeks. Push through it. We'll definitely be here, Patriot Power Hour, to finish out the year. Till the season ends. I think we decided, actually, it works out quite well.
We've decided? Okay.
Tuesday, December 21st, will be the end of our season.
Right.
We'll take a week off for Christmas and New Year and come back fresh January. Now, this we have not decided if we will change dates or any of that. We'll still be a weekly show for sure. We might have a couple improvements and changes in the show in January, but we will be live, not just tonight, not just next Tuesday, but the one after that and the one after that. So stick with us every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Of course, find us on wherever you find podcasts. Search Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Right, right. And as always, if the situation warrants, we'll be on more than that.
Absolutely. And look, I'm not a doom porn type of guy. I don't want any of this bad stuff to happen. I would rather I just continue with my career and make money, and I can save and make money in the stock market, and everything would be peachy, and everyone would be rich and happy. You know, I choose to face reality instead.
Right.
but long story short, I don't want this stuff to happen, but I do expect bad things to occur, and I expect to be on 2-3 times a week when the markets are collapsing or when war kicks off, assuming we still have electricity. But you know, I'm being a little facetious, but not being facetious at all. I do actually expect a grid down or major cyber attack in the next few years. But long story short, as things escalate, we will definitely be here for you.
Hope for the best. Prep for the worst.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's what the network does.
Haven't heard about Evergrande lately.
Correct. So, again, Evergrande is the property management and ownership organization, quote-unquote company.
And they're state-owned enterprise.
State-owned enterprise. Chinese capitalism with a Chinese undercurrent or something like that. I forgot what they call it exactly. But, yeah, that went belly up. They've liquidated billions and billions and still aren't able to pay all creditors. Actually, some of the directors are forced to sell their own personal property. So can you believe that? Can you imagine like Jamie Dimon or some of the bums from Lehman Brothers having to sell their palatial mansions to cover losses on their bonds? No way. But at least in China, I mean, they're forcing them to pay up. Even though it's only pennies on the dollar of what they lost, I wouldn't be surprised if some people go to jail or even get executed. China doesn't really play around with criminals. If you know, they like to privatize profits and socialize and make all the costs and bad decisions and make scapegoats on people. That's kind of how that works.
Yeah, and we're not hearing anything about it. So is it
right?
That's another shoe that's out there. Possibly ready to drop.
They've stemmed the bleeding to some degree, but not really. It's just kicked the can down a little bit. And there's many. Here's another key point. I'll let you go. There's definitely many other Evergrandes out there in China and other countries that are just on the precipice of tipping over too.
Right, but it takes a poster boy. It takes an Epstein. It takes a Evergrande. It takes one thing that eventually most people end up hearing about. Because it's the Bear Stern. It's the, you know, whatever the crisis-named object that ultimately owns the blame. You know, the music stops. It's the son of a bitch that's standing there with no chair.
Yep, it's the 101st person that tries to get packed onto the subway car with 100 people already on there. I don't know if you've ever seen those commuter cars, some in Japan, but I know in China and Korea, they have a lot of videos where, this is at least before COVID, they would literally pack every single cubic millimeter with people. But then there'd be that one person who couldn't get in. No matter how hard they squeezed everybody in, they just couldn't fit them in. And they had the doors closed.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Every little bit. Well, I feel like the debt and all this fraud, like, is just so full. They can only squeeze so much more in. They're running out of space. I don't know how many more people they could fit on this fraud car, but it's coming to an end soon.
Those train stations would have attendants that would push on the car. Yeah. Push them in.
That's freaking Powell and Janet Yellen freaking stuffing as much debt up the... I almost cursed there. I'm trying to make it a family show. But no, that literally what they're doing is, man. So they might be able to put more people in, or maybe they'll just bring out a new car, you know, a new train car to stuff more debt into, you know. Maybe we'll have a $1 trillion platinum coin. That'll be their next gimmick. I don't know. But at some point, just like with COVID, reality is going to hit, and then hopefully you're prepared.
Right. Well, we're going to have to see something just break. And I think the people powerful enough to influence this have to, you know, line up how it all falls apart. But there's so many billionaires. They all can't come out of it okay. So it's a power struggle. There is no unified, single New World Order cabal that has all their own interests set aside. There's power centers. There's power centers in national capitals. There's power centers in military. There's power centers in industry. And although the simpler view would be that they're all aligned, working together nefariously, I think there's a lot of evidence to show that in reality, this whole train could come off the tracks, and the people who know it has to come off the tracks are just trying to get to that place in the train where they can best survive the crash.
Well, there is definitely a good portion of that, just self-preservation and trying to be like, hey, I'm going to be, and here's another analogy, you know, musical chairs. I'm going to be one of the first ones, you know, to find a chair before everyone falls apart, right? Or I'm going to, you know, you'll see this sometimes, be a whistleblower once it becomes so evident it's going to happen. Then, be, hey, I was trying to tell them the whole time it was a problem. We'll see some of that come out for sure. But on one hand, yes, it's not just a group of five families at the top or something necessarily, although there are a few families that have a ton of control. I feel like what we touched on last week is more appropriate, though. If it's not a new world order, it's a new Bolshevik order, kind of a loose aggregation of those power centers who are Soviet or Soviet-esque, and that just kind of conglomerate is growing, and they have the most power, unfortunately, on planet Earth right now, I think, at least as an organization. Maybe like individual humans, I think we still have more power combined, but, you know, it's not just a few banksters that control everything, but it is kind of that neo-Soviet or that Bolshevik group. That is kind of like the New World Order right there, though.
Yeah, just a different way of looking at it. There's definitely, you know, people with bad intentions aiming to bring about tyranny that we don't want.
Exactly. And humans, we can't even comprehend how complex these systems are with billions of people on the Earth. So the coordination will never be there perfectly until or unless there's an artificial intelligence that can keep that going. I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're in such a dystopic sci-fi that, you know, they're able to control everything perfectly and blah, blah, blah. You know, they don't hardly know what the hell is going on right now either, which is almost scarier. They think they know how to bioengineer vaccines, and they know how to come up with some new financial engineering that's never been tried before, but can fix everything.
They know how to fool most. They know how to fool most people with
most of the time,
with the right
some of the time.
People, you know, big masses of people that choose to have the right amount of ignorance. They've got fooling them mastered, it's self-willed. Right? There's a big block of people who just don't want to hear anymore, don't want to think about it.
I feel like that's a great point, and I would, how do I put this? It's almost where you, if you go into listening to these people with your conclusion already drawn, especially if it's that you agree with what they say, then it all makes sense. Like if you literally listen to Fauci or you listen to Bernanke or Yellen and you are like, let me go into this mindset that I absolutely trust Janet Yellen or, you know, Fauci or Biden, and you actually listen, well, maybe not Biden, if you actually listen to what he says, you still won't trust what he says. But long story short, that Fed speak or that political spin, all that, if you totally give your will over to that, it actually sometimes does sound convincing or like give you good feelings like, oh, that is true. Maybe we will get out of this. We just need a few more months of Federal Reserve. Like we're almost there. Another few months. One more vaccine booster. We'll be okay. Like Fauci really is trying hard, guys. Come on. So it's really easy to, like I've done that as like a thought experiment. Like, well, let me try to get into the mind of someone who actually watches CNN and believes it. Like, and then I'm like, wow, you know, maybe I am wrong. Maybe Fauci is right. Then I snap back to reality and just remember all the facts and reality.
Yeah.
But like, if you just like suspend reality, you can fall into their narrative and just watch cable TV all day.
Yeah.
People do that.
And that share of us doesn't bother me as much as the share that.
As long as they don't try to force me to do stuff.
Oh, they will.
Which they are. That's the thing. They're like the crabs in the bucket that want to pull me back down into their hell.
It's the portion of people that just go, you know, helpless and say there's nothing that can be done and just kind of, you know, just, you know, accept what we've become as a society, as a political body. They are my problem, not their leaders. If there's a big enough amount of people that either choose to willingly believe their lies or know that they're lies and just throw up their hands and say there's nothing to be done, you're always going to get those leaders, this you
good
know,
point.
The cable news, you know, Fox News thrives on just scapegoating and naming the tips of these icebergs. It's the massive constituencies for this that
enable
are
enable it. Yeah,
yeah, they're the real problem. They're the ones that, you know, if you hopefully first time you ever hear this show, you hate it. You hate my voice and Cochran's voice, and this is just garbage to you, and then you somehow come to realize that we were talking about things that you agree with after you've had enough. and those are the new listeners that, you know, we aim for and cherish, right? I mean, preaching to the choir is no good, right? In the long run, you got to have, you know, new converts. And Heat Map Dashboard and this daily show, the second segment with the news blitzkrieg off of the dashboard, is designed to document as, you know, as straight as we can. Mm-hmm. Here's bad things that are readily apparent to all willing to see. And you have to be really warped politically to have listened to any of the headlines we announced in the previous segment.
Spitting them for good.
you could say they're very, you know, that's not really a danger, that's far off. And again, most of the indicators that are active right now that Ben read
true
from are low level, right? The lowest level, green graded topical news. Although if you are red, if you are like really there and happening. But if you come to Future Danger and look at the heat map and say, I don't agree that indicator is dangerous at all, you probably have, you know, some severely set mindset that's neo-Bolshevik. Otherwise, I think most Americans say, well, I don't want more of that. Let's hope there's less of that, right? And it's that, again, it's that piece of them that say, that's getting worse, I know it, but I'm not going to do anything about it. There's nothing I can do. They're the problem.
That's definitely, I mean, that helped motivate me to start up some of my radio shows and trying to wake people up and stuff in my real life and stuff. Because I was like, I know about this and I could try to fight back myself or, you know, whatever. But I could just
sit here and just be like, well, actually, I really can't do jack squat about this, so whatever. I'll just go along to get along, try to make money on the way. Like, I'm glad I went, didn't fall, just like stay with that.
Try to let option. The problems outlive you.
Yeah, or be like, oh, I know this is going to happen. How can I make money off of it? Or like you said, oh, this won't happen for 20 years or 30 years or 60 years or, oh, we'll figure a way past it. Humanity always does, so someone else will fix it. No problem. So that, those people, yeah, the apathy is almost worse than, you know, so a devoted follower of the other regime, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like that lukewarm.
Or people that would just argue, yeah, I agree it's a problem, but you ain't going to do anything about it. That's never going to change. Yeah,
people definitely right? say that stuff to me all the time.
Yeah. They're the real problem. When it, if, I should say if, because it hasn't all come down, but the potential's there. That's what we talk about in Patriot Power Hour. If the potential is realized, we get another March 2020 economically, but no amount of, you know, debt monetization can turn it around. If right. if a Great Depression hits us, as we both believe it's been simply postponed since 2008, there's going to be a lot of blame to go around. And the blame I'm going to have in the back of my mind will be towards people who actively said there was nothing that could be done, that they didn't care because, you know what? They were just some common person who had no power. No. The only way it stops is if enough common people bring their power together and reform our government. I say our government, but our central banking is, I mean, Federal Reserve was authorized by an act of Congress. Reform our government, repeal laws that aren't working. But, you know, we're pretty far away from that. And there's a pretty strong urge from some, you know, big segments of our society to just run towards more central planning of any type, more centrally planned medical responses, more centrally planned economic responses, more centrally planned, you know, whatever it is, more in this country, more federal power, right? Till we stem that tide and make people realize no amount of additional centralized authority can solve these things, then we'll have a renaissance. But, you know, it won't come without a dark age.
Yeah, I'm relatively confident we'll come out a lot better on the other side. It's just, is it going to take 5 years or 50 of a dark age, right? Hopefully we can get through it, innovate our way out, learn some tough lessons as humanity. Some people are going to have to die and there'll be victims and people that go to jail that shouldn't and all this bad stuff that always happens. But, hey, we can get over it. Bam. We can make it happen. Or, you know, we can fall into a straight up, how long were the Bolsheviks in control in Soviet Union? Was that 80 years or something? So It could go longer if we let it, unfortunately.
Well, they renamed themselves, but yeah. Those guys.
Pretty much once they took over and destroyed everything, you know, you're pretty much under their thumb.
They just call themselves
forevermore. It's not like, oh, we got out of it after a few years. Even Hitler was around, not just from 1939 to 1945, you know. You were under his thumb for longer than that. So anyway.
No, I agree. You know,
at this point, it's like, what can we do to mitigate the damage and come out better the other side? Because we're going head first right into the runway, trying on this crash landing.
Right. So you think it's 2022 is an ominous year, don't you?
I think it's really running out of time. I really don't. I think a lot of their tricks on all fronts are really running short. Maybe they got another breath or two to kick in another year or two economically or with another major crisis, whether it's a bioweapon or a war or whatnot. But not, I just don't think that they can keep a lot of these agendas and schemes. So many people are waking up to it that they're going to collapse. But I think before they start to lose too much face, then they're going to just like knock the whole house of cards down. It's going to be a crap show from there.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to let it come down. No, they're not going to let them take all the blame and go to jail and get exposed. No, they won't let that happen. They'll knock the game a risk. They'll knock it on the ground first, you know, like a 12-year-old that gets pissed off.
Yeah, you say that, but what you're saying is that the chances that, let's say, for example, you know, one group of parties could gain a large majority in the House of Representatives and bring about reform that we haven't seen really in the history of this republic, right? Not as swiftly. I mean, were elections to produce a legislature that could repeal laws and a president that would sign them. Senate is built to prevent that sort of thing, right? With the term limits, right? So it's a 6-year process to get to a Congress that had a supermajority, something that could reform the Constitution, amend the Constitution, I should say. So, we have those mechanisms. Could we hold free and fair elections after a crisis that produced that? The potential's there. We are outfitted constitutionally better than any other country to stem tyranny, right? Think about what I'm talking about and then apply it to Australia or Canada or Britain, right?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is feasible, although probably a distant possibility now. It's feasible here. Those other parliamentary systems, I guess you could get somebody in here that, was arguing on behalf of, a single parliamentary system like these other countries, right? Where a majority wins that body and forms its own executive branch within it, right? The way the other Commonwealth countries always have. Perhaps they could reform, but a lot easier in the United States, right? And devolution of power. A Congress could go to Washington and just repeal federal laws and let 50 states govern as designed, as the 10th Amendment pretty much implied, and as the Roosevelt New Deal pretty much, put an end to for at least a few generations. There's my stump speech.
Unfortunately, I feel like until or unless the debt bomb is taken care of, it's much more likely that the Bolsheviks will get that supermajority through fraudulent elections and pandering and fear than the freedom lovers will get that supermajority. So I hope that they don't use the Constitution to against us, but that's the double-edged sword. I think it all comes down to will the people allow it, and I hope we want it. But if there's that many weak and brainwashed and apathetic people out there that they would allow Bill of Rights and others to be just totally overwritten by some new socialist utopia, then I guess we deserve it.
Amended, right? You're talking about a super majority, 66%, 2/3 of both houses swung to, complete, authoritarian rule. A very, very harsh and strict government, right? That would be hard to do in this country. To get to 66% in both parties.
Economic collapse, pandemic, and war with China. 10 years from now, I could almost imagine it, though.
People listening to our words and putting the pieces together, all it takes is enough of them, and we could swing it in the other direction.
Yeah. Well, I definitely hope that we can make it happen. So it's on us. It's up to us, we the people, though.
But it's going to be facts that cause us, our point of view to that this was all designed badly and should never have been allowed to persist since the income tax and the Federal Reserve were installed in 1913, right? 1916.
13.
So we're, unless we undo some of that through a supermajority that understands that those are some of the fundamental flaws that got us where we are today, and most of the New Deal was fundamentally flawed in its conception. It was Social Security can't go on forever, right?
Don't worry, they got a new thing. It's called universal basic income coming at you. 2023, the next step, the new Green Deal on the way, baby. Think FDR? No, that's nothing compared to what they're coming with.
It will fail.
I hope so, buddy.
Can't succeed.
Okay, I hope so. All right, guys, ladies and gents. We're getting out of here. Patriot Power Hour, making way for Next Generation. We will be live next week.
Check out the show description if you want to send us emails. Reach out on Twitter. If you have some guests or some questions you'd like to ask, let us know. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. Tune in tomorrow for another great show and visit us at PrepperBroadcasting.com.